For many federal agencies, summer means the arrival of interns. Now, if you send your summer interns to the mailroom to open envelopes and operate the shredder, you're missing an opportunity. Among those fresh-faced kids might be one of the next generation of federal public servants. Better to offer them an opportunity to see what's great about the work you do. Joining me with more, Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And Margot, this is a good time to talk about this because probably not everyone uses their interns to the best advantage, do they?
Thanks, Tom, for having me. You're right. This is intern season, and federal agencies are welcoming thousands of interns this summer. Many are coming on board as we speak. And you're right, federal agencies really should be doing the very best they can to make the most out of this talent and really think about them as a talent pipeline for the future for their agency.
What are some good things to do when the interns arrive? I imagine the first day is probably crucial to the experience they'll have.
Absolutely. The first day is very important. So onboarding is key. It's really important to expose the new interns that are coming in, not just to the work of their particular unit, but also to the work of the organization and to the mission of the organization. Help them understand what are some of the key items that will be in their portfolio. How does that work connect back to the mission of the organization? And there are a number of different agencies that are doing some innovative things. For example, USDA, they actually send a welcome video to student interns in advance, so that can really help them, especially if folks are around the country in remote locations, to really standardize that process. The Department of Interior, they bring all their interns together in a room, and they have folks come in throughout the day to be able to talk about different areas of the organization, the mission. They bring their HR folks in, so really investing in onboarding is crucial during that time.
And then what happens? They get, I guess, scattered to different bureaus and offices and programs. And what should happen then?
Sure. So one of the things that's really important is providing ongoing training and development opportunities and cohort building for those interns in your offices. So, for example, at the Patent and Trademark Office, those students have a chance to receive training and to actually work on patent applications and to examine them. So they have a chance to really get some hands-on experience to understand what the classroom environment is like, to work on real-world applications that have meaning for the organization as a whole. And there are other great opportunities. For example, some agencies like DHS, they encourage their interns to do shadowing opportunities, so really have a chance to have their interns get exposed to other leaders in their organization. Some organizations outside of government, for example, Microsoft, they have rotation programs for their interns to give their interns a chance to see different parts of the organization over their time as an intern. So those are just a few best practices to flag.
And what are some things to avoid doing with interns?
Well, I think, let me flip that question and say one of the things you should be doing is looking for meaningful work experiences for these folks. So what to avoid, to answer your question directly, I would say, you know, avoid just, you know, putting them in a corner and not involving them in meetings or not involving them in opportunities to connect to the mission of the organization. Those are things to avoid for sure.
We're speaking with Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And I imagine there are things that you can do with your own standing staff to kind of prepare them for interns, because you don't want the interns interacting with people that are nasty or just don't bother me, kid. This kind of thing could really be a turnoff also.
Absolutely. So that's something that we certainly encourage agencies to do, is to invest in training the intern supervisors themselves so that they really understand what the expectations are for the interns that summer, for the program that the agency is running, that they are building those good relationships with the broader internship coordinator and the HR office that's running the program. So I think really upfront, setting those expectations, helping them understand how to, you know, put together a meaningful portfolio of work for their interns, how to help expose them to other opportunities across the organization, all of that's important. And I think there's a real opportunity to look for chances to bring those interns together. So, for example, doing a brown bag or some networking opportunities with leaders across the organization, and it's a chance for interns to be able to meet each other as well.
I was going to say, yes, you've indicated, I think, or implied that this is not a set-and-forget type of activity, because after that first day, after the orientation, you've got to devote some considerable staff resource to making sure that ongoing, throughout the summer, the interns have a good experience.
True. It does require an investment of time and energy for sure on the part of agencies, both the supervisors and the folks running and coordinating the programs. but it is a worthwhile investment. These are individuals who you are hoping you can groom for the future of the organization. And if you really think about these as your future talent pipeline, you want to make sure that you're giving them opportunities so that when they leave, they will think about coming back and working at your agency in the future.
I mean, even if they don't come back to the agency, it's probably a good way to deal with them is to presume that you want them to feel good about the agency such that they would apply.
Correct. I mean, it's very important to be investing. I mean, you would invest in your full-time staff. You know, your interns have a real opportunity to be contributing while they're there as well. We know that every agency does have some needs. There's going to be some grunt work that folks need to do, but there's also a real opportunity to learn from these interns who are coming in because they have new skills and new perspectives that they can bring and help the federal government really understand what this next generation is looking for in an employer as well.
And what are some of the etiquette requirements of young interns? I mean, there's some meetings that they probably shouldn't attend. And so how do you issue guidance to make sure that what they do and the things that they're exposed to in an agency are appropriate for an intern?
Sure. So I think every agency is going to have to make some of those decisions themselves, and supervisors are going to have to use their own discretion. That's why having clear expectations for the program up front is helpful. And I think that the internship coordinators can help to, you know, educate supervisors about, you know, what kinds of opportunities are appropriate. Certainly, if it's a meeting that requires a high-level clearance or something like that, and the student doesn't have that clearance, you know, that's something that, you know, shouldn't be something that they partake in. But I think, generally speaking, if it's a meeting where it's possible to have someone else just sit in and observe, then you just have the conversation with the intern and let them know that this is you know, really just an off-the-record conversation and for their learning purposes. And, you know, it should be fine to have them in the room.
And how do you get feedback from interns? Should that be part of it so that you know how they're doing?
Absolutely. So we really encourage agencies to do exit surveys at the end and also exit interviews. It's a good way to have two different types of feedback to really make sure that they're understanding what the internship experience was like. And then it's also a good idea to do interviews for the supervisors, too, to understand whether this program has been meeting their needs, whether they got the right type of talent that they needed as an intern in their organization. So and all that data can be used to really inform and help strengthen the program moving forward.
Yeah, I recall quite a number of years ago, my son, who's now fully grown and gone, had a summer internship with a famous and now retired senatress and really spent the summer doing very little. I thought, what a wasted opportunity for both of them.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And I would also encourage, if there are any interns that are listening, to encourage them to be empowered to stand up and say, hey, I would really love to sit in on this meeting that's coming up. If it's appropriate, I'd really love to learn more. Or, you know, ask their supervisor, could you connect me with somebody else in the organization? I'd really love to learn about X, Y, or Z. So I think it goes both ways. It's important for the interns themselves to also take initiative.
Margo Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.